Я знаю твого огидлю.
Eleanor Rosamond Barraclough was walking by the River Bewley near Inverness with Julie Fowlis. The producer was Alasdair Cross.
BBC Sounds.
How has the idea of family changed in the 21st century?
One of the reasons I decided that I didn't want to come out at age 14 was because I thought, actually, I want to be able to have kids.
My name is Freddie McConnell. I'm a single dad and I'm a trans man. In 2018, I gave birth to my son. In my new podcast, I'll be celebrating the incredible ways LGBTQ people are starting families.
I'm 61 years old and I gave birth to my granddaughter.
And exploring what being a family can mean today.
Pride and joy.
Listen on the BBC Sounds app.
Welcome to BBC Radio 3 with me, Chris Barrow. Later, Hannah French presents music from the freshest recordings in classical music. That's the new music show at 9 o'clock. Now, our drama on 3 is Lungs. This is a brutal but comic stage play by Duncan Macmillan, scrutinising a couple as they agonise over their decision to have a baby. It's co-produced by Payne's Plough and Sheffield Theatres. It premiered at Sheffield Crucible in 2011. The play contains a large amount of strong language. Lungs is introduced by its director, Richard Wilson.
When we at Sheffield decided to do 3 new plays with Payne's Plough in a sort of amphitheatre season, I was immediately attracted to Duncan Macmillan's play Lungs, because I'd never done a play without scenery or props before. And Duncan's play seemed a hugely insightful examination of this couple's dilemma about whether they should have a child or not. And the dialogue just sparkled for me. And because of that, because there was no props and no scenery, it also seemed to me a play that would work very well on radio. I hope you agree.
A baby.
Breathe.
A baby.
I was just thinking.
About the future.
We'd have to change how we live.
The planet, use less.
No, that... Well, yeah, but that's not...
OK.
I'm freaking you out.
You're not freaking me out.
Completely. You thought you'd be the one.
No.
The one to say it. Yes. To say yes, yes, OK, I'm ready. Yes, let's do it, yeah.
But
to put the pressure on, yeah, to try and convince me to... We're having a conversation. That's all that's happening. All that's happening is we're having a conversation.
You're having a conversation?
We're having a conversation.
A conversation that you're starting?
A conversation, yeah, that I'm trying to start.
A conversation that you're deciding to start now?
Yes.
In IKEA?
Well, I hadn't planned to.
No, okay. Yeah, okay.
Do you want some water?
That kid with the panda is staring.
You're hyperventilating.
Don't exaggerate.
If it's too much...
He's not too much.
If it's too much, we can put it back in the box, just put a lid on it, lock it away, and then later, when you're feeling less freaked out...
I'm not freaked out.
Oh, fine, okay.
I'm not freaked out. I'm just surprised. I'm surprised. I'm shocked. I'm
freaked out.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm completely freaked out. Yeah, because why didn't you ever? How can you? Why didn't you? Why would you not talk to me about this?
I'm talking to you now.
I'm
telling you now. We're talking. We're talking now. We're having a conversation.
We're not. This isn't a conversation.
Okay.
It just isn't.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but I know for certain it's not.
Okay,
can we at least get on the queue, everybody?
Yeah, of course. Sorry, I didn't mean to just.
Yes. I need a minute. Can we put it back in the box?
There's no rush.
Just to...
There's no hurry.
Catch my breath.
It's a conversation.
Bit of a walk or something. 10 minutes. Meet you back at the car.
Okay.
What's wrong?
You said 10 minutes.
I needed to think.
It's pitch dark. You stink of fags.
It's snowing. Is it snowing?
You've not got a coat.
This weather is insane.
Coldest winter ever. They've just said hottest summer, coldest winter.
And you left the engine running.
I was listening to the radio.
I'm okay.
I know, I just... worried.
No need.
Good.
Did we get any of the stuff we came here for?
I went back in, but...
Shit.
Yeah.
A baby?
I was just thinking.
Can we just... We will talk about it, but...
I know.
Not right now, I'm too...
Yeah, me too.
Can I drive?
Of course.
You can play your tapes, let me hear your new songs.
They're not finished.
Okay. Well... Let's just sit here and not say anything, then. Okay, just be silent. Just not have to deal with this right away. Because
good.
I don't have...
Whenever you want to talk about it...
No, we've... okay, of course, good, but not right now. Because I don't have anything to say about it right now. Because it's such a shock. It's such an enormous... You can't just say something like that to someone. You can't say that to me and just expect me to be fine and rational and clear-headed.
Well, when would be the right time to mention it?
No, I don't have the answers. I just know that that wasn't... it. I'm sorry.
I shouldn't have said anything.
No, you're right. You're right. It is something we should...
Should we?
We should be, yes. Be talking about, because... Well, we're not getting...
I know.
...any younger.
No. So are we talking about it, or...?
No. Yes. Go on.
With what?
With... You were saying... With... You know... What were you saying?
Well, I've said it all.
Then say it again, because I couldn't hear before because people were staring and I was pushing a trolley and holding a lamp and I couldn't breathe.
You got the gist?
I think so.
Well, you wouldn't have got as freaked out as you did.
Touché. Touché. So... Where do we go from here?
Well, we should probably try and leave the car park.
Sarcasm. Right now, you think that's
I'd like
going
to hear your
to...
opinion.
Yes.
Of course.
Of course, yes.
It's a two-way...
I know.
It's a two-way thing, isn't
but...
it? Go on.
All right. It's this. It... I have no idea. I don't... Opinion. I don't have it. It's like you just punch me in the face and then ask me a maths question.
Like
while
I punched
I'm
you in the face.
You know what I mean?
No.
Okay. Okay, yes. Let's do it. Let's do it. Yes, let's do it. Yeah.
I'm not...
I'm saying yes.
I'm not asking a question.
Aren't you?
No.
You're starting a conversation.
I'm not sure if it's...
Well, it's started and now it's happening. And I'm saying yes.
Right.
Look, all right. Listen, you have to understand. All right, I'm thinking out loud here, so just let me talk. Just let me think it through out loud. Please, all right, don't just jump in and say something wrong or stupid. Just let me think, okay? Because it's always sort of been given an assumption ever since I was a little girl playing with dolls. I mean, long before I met you, it's never been what I guess it should be, which is an extension of an expression of, you know, love or whatever, coming together of two people. It's always been this, all right, and this is going to sound stupid and naive, but it's always been this image, I guess, of myself with a bump and glowing in that motherly, or pushing a pram or a cot with mobile above it, singing to it, reading Beatrix Potter or Doctor Seuss. I don't care, I've never cared whether it's a boy or a girl, it's just that it's small and soft and adorable and with that milky head smell and those tiny socks and giggles and, yeah, vomit even. It's all part of it, looking after it, caring for it. That, I think that's the impulse. And there's always been a father in the picture. It's just sort of been a background blurry, generic man. I'm sorry. Oh, it's just this picture of my life I've had since I've been able to think, and I've never, ever questioned it. Never. I've pushed it all down. I've focused on my career, on my studies, myself, and now It's becoming a bit real. I'm going to have to think about this for a second, just how much longer, actually, because I'm an idiot. I'm a very thoughtful person, and I want to do everything for the right reason, or at least good reason, and I believe in questioning and never just blindly accepting. And it's going to take a lot of effort to unravel or to excavate all of those previously held beliefs and assumptions, because it's important. Probably the most important thing you do is bring another person. Yes. A person I'm actually living, breathing, thinking, because they don't stay small forever, and I think, don't they? I think a lot of people just think of them as these tiny, just small and sweet and unconditional, with their eyes and the giggles and their tiny little fingers gripping your thumb, and I did. I think I thought like that because maybe it's too big. Like, maybe we're not quite designed to be able to fully comprehend the
enormity
or whatever, which is, maybe it's a survival mechanism perhaps, or an inbuilt thing. Because if you thought about it, if you really properly thought about it before actually doing it, then you would never ever actually do it, because it's too
enormous.
It's enormous. The purpose of life itself, the meaninglessness, the love and the horror and the hope and the fear, everything, the volume of all of it, turn right up for the rest of your life, the rest of someone else's life, committing someone to something forever. Ancestry, 7,500 generations of human history, and I don't even know that much about my grandparents, let alone my great-grandparents, or and it's their genes, it's their genetic stuff, really, them, these dead people moving around, making these choices for this little, but that's not the whole thing.
Breathe.
This is what I'm saying, because they don't stay small, they grow up, and they become people, they become grown-ups like everyone else, they become their own grown-up people, and they think their own thoughts, and they buy their own clothes, and they leave home, and they hate you. Alright, because I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking and talking.
I didn't say anything.
We're having a conversation.
Yeah.
That's all that's happening.
Look, let's get home and drink some gin and pretend I never said anything.
And the planet.
I don't want ice. Take my ice.
The planet, because you worry about the same things I do. You care about the same things
I
do. And they say, don't they? They say, if you really care about the planet, if you really care about the future of mankind, then don't have children.
Do they?
I mean, what they actually say is, if you really care about the planet, then kill yourself. But I'm not going to do that. So, because there's, what, the 7 billion people or so? There's too many people, and there's not enough of everything. So, really, the right thing to do, the ethical thing to do, is to not contribute to that, particularly people like us.
People like
car driving, plastic bag using, aerosol spraying, avocado importing, Western.
But we're good people.
Exactly. We are. We are good people. Yeah, we are. Good. Are we?
You can't think about that stuff.
Nope, I know. It's not our responsibility. And anyway, so much about it is unknown. What if this kid, this hypothetical, what if she or he was this imaginary little Edwin or Hannah?
Edwin?
What if she or he was the person to work it all out and save everything? Everyone, the world, polar bears, Bangladesh, we don't know.
Or
we could plant a forest. We could work out the carbon footprint of the expanding nappies in the landfill and the sweatshop onesies flown over from the Congo or wherever, and we could plant trees entire forest. We could make something pure and oxygenating. So
how do you factor that in?
Exactly.
But the world is going to need good people in it, with everything that's happening. You can't just leave it to the people who don't think, the people who just have child after child without ever properly examining their capacity for love. I mean, that's what's wrong with everything, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, no. Exactly. Hang on. What, are you saying that some people are too stupid to have children?
No, of course not. But, yeah, some people, lots of people, aren't thinking it through, not fully, and maybe the smartest, most caring, most informed people aren't having children.
Right.
Right, so it's their genes that aren't surviving, so things are becoming less caring, less informed and more savage.
So, to save the planet, it'll be what? Eugenics?
No.
Sterilise? Exterminate?
Not what I'm saying.
Camps? Enforced?
No, of course not. I don't have the answers. But yes, some people are saying that maybe that will happen, but we'll be long dead by the time that... I mean, you know more about this stuff than I do. You're the one doing the PhD. But yeah, if we're being honest, really, teen mothers in tracksuits with fags in their mouths, smacking their kids in supermarkets, being a gran by 30, multiplying like rats.
Rats?
Meanwhile, the people who read books, the people who think and try and help, and I know I'm being a bit fascist here, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, of course I am, but there are some thoughtful people who are waiting for the perfect circumstances, and there's no such thing as perfect. So the world is overcrowded, and people think, well, I don't want to bring my child up into this world full of crack dealers and pimps and homeless. And I know this sounds reactionary, but let's not be politically, you know, correct about this for a second. There are some people who just shouldn't have children. They just shouldn't. And would it be such a great loss if those people, you know, couldn't have children? Or, I mean... Isn't that what you were saying? I'm only carrying on from what you were saying.
I think I'm going to be sick. No, I'm not. I think I am, actually.
I was only...
Yeah, I know that's what I feel, what I think sometimes, but when you say it out loud like that, it just sounds like the worst, cruelest, sickest, most hateful...
What do you want me to do?
Just to cuddle and shut up, I think, would be good, actually.
Is that okay?
We should adopt, then. Maybe, probably, shouldn't we? Why aren't you saying anything?
Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely... The best thing to do, absolutely, with the world the way it is, would do...
So many unwanted, unloved...
And it's completely irrational, I know it is, but I don't... want to do that. I know that makes me sort of a terrible person. I just don't think I'd be...
What if that is something I really want to do?
Well, then we can talk about it.
But not do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't worry, I might be one of those fathers who doesn't notice his kids unless they're winning stuff or getting in trouble.
Well, I don't want to be one of those mothers who only lives through the children. I want to still read books and do things. I'm not used to having a child as an excuse for becoming an idiot.
Well, you're not your mother.
Well, you're not your dad.
I want to be able to play with my kids without it having to be competitive or educational.
I want to still have sex. I mustn't let it ruin.
People get so boring. It doesn't have to be like that.
I don't want to have to host the best birthday parties or make the best Chewbacca costumes for Halloween.
Or push our kids to do stuff they don't want to do.
Heart lessons.
But it has to value learning and be able to think for itself.
Not so thoughtful that it becomes depressed or lonely.
Autumn babies get picked first at sport.
No princesses or soldiers. No guns and tiaras. Disney will not dictate.
And the schools are a mess. We'd have to get on the board of governors or parents' associations.
We're talking about this. Look at us.
Are we too young to be thinking about this? To be worrying about all this? I mean, we used to do stuff. Go to the zoo. Go clubbing.
We still do.
When?
How about tonight?
Not tonight.
Friday?
It'd be too hectic on Friday.
Wednesday.
Okay.
I've missed this!
What?
I said I've missed this! Being out!
Being out, yeah!
We got so... legs still hurt. I used to love those boots.
Look at those llamas.
Everyone here has a pram.
Shall I grow a beard?
Yes, OK, yes. It's yes, let's make another person. I gave myself a week to think it through, and yes, I think we should do it. I think we should try.
You sure?
Yes. Aren't you? You're not, or you wouldn't be...
I'm sure, yeah.
OK.
And you're sure?
Yes.
OK.
Let's go to bed.
OK.
Can we stop a second?
Again?
I think I just need...
It's been weeks.
I'm sorry. I'm just...
Not again.
If we're...
There's no if. There's no... So please don't. Please don't start with that.
I'm not starting. I'm just... I'm talking. I'm saying that if... Because... Not if. Because we're doing this.
We are. We are.
You're going to have to...
I am.
Let me finish. You're going to have to relax because this should be beautiful and...
I'm fine.
You're fine. Okay. Good. Good. Because it's just... maybe I'm reading this all wrong. Maybe I'm seeing something that's not really happening. But it feels like you're sort of feeling quite a lot of... That the way you're being towards me is sort of giving off a lot of hate.
I don't hate you.
No, I know. You don't. I know that. I know that. I know you don't.
I don't hate you.
Please don't take that the wrong way.
I'm trying to go for a walk.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I've ruined it. I'm tense. And it's not just your fault.
What isn't fault? What is?
No, stop. Okay, look, all I'm... Okay. So. We're trying. And it's... That's wonderful. It is. And it's scary. It's wonderful. And it's scary. And not just for me, because it's my body it's happening to. Not to, but inside or whatever. But for the both of us, it is. Isn't it? And we're not talking about it. And there's this atmosphere, isn't there? Or is it just me who's... Well, maybe it's just me, then.
I was there. I was ready.
Yes, I know. I know. And I'm sorry. I know. But it's all right. Deep breath. I want our... It's about making a person. What we're doing is about this amazing miracle. Not miracle, but do you know what I mean? Yeah, miracle. It's about this miracle happening. And I want it to need it to feel... I don't know. Sacred. Not sacred. But... Yes. And you've got that porno look in your eyes.
I can't help the way I look.
That look that murderers and men in porn films have.
What is... I'm concentrating.
Scares me.
Really?
No. No, of course it doesn't. But yes, a bit.
Wow.
Don't feel bad about it. I don't want you to...
Do you feel like this a lot when we...
No.
You've said it before.
Sometimes, but...
You mentioned it. It's one of your things.
Only sometimes, but in things... One of my things.
I want you. Sometimes I get this, when I want you, I get this animal, horrible, you know. Lust, I suppose. Want to, you know, hard. Want to, yeah, hurt you, maybe, a little, make you scream.
I know, baby, and sometimes that's... Really?
You want it?
Sometimes I do. I do sometimes.
Sometimes I want to get inside you so much. I want to open you up and split you apart.
Okay, okay. And that's, in the right context, that's fine. That's more than fine. That's... But this is different. I'm thinking about... Aren't you thinking about what it means, what we're doing? The thing beyond the moment?
Honestly?
Yes. Honestly.
Honestly, I'm just thinking about the moment.
Okay.
In that moment, I'm not thinking. I'm just... my cock and my mouth and my hands.
Yes,
I'm
right,
looking
right,
at you.
Right,
you're so squeamish
okay,
about
good,
this
okay.
stuff.
I'm not. I just want a... I don't know. Connection. Is that what I mean? Some... like it's the two of us together and not something you're doing to me. Did you know those scanning machines, the same part of a man's brain lights up when he looks at a woman as when he looks at a spanner?
What does that mean?
Sorry. Sometimes that look you do is sexy. It is. Sometimes it makes me think, oof. And your shoulders, and your noises, and the weight of you, and the danger.
Danger?
The way you need me, that there's nothing else on the entire planet for you at that moment. Bombs could be going off, an earthquake, and it wouldn't matter to you at that moment. And I love that I can make you feel that way, and I do, usually often, lots of the time, I'm there as well. I'm absolutely... the world's not there. And it's just us and we're the whole universe. And then, sometimes, and I'm just being honest here, okay, but sometimes it looks like you want to hack off my limbs, you know, like you want to smash in my teeth and throw me in bin bags and bury me in the woods. It's not always, but that is how it feels sometimes.
Wow.
It's only sometimes, only for a second.
Wow.
I shouldn't have said anything.
No.
I should have just...
No, it's...
Shit. I'm sorry, I'm just scared, and I'm not... I don't know what I'm talking about. I never feel that way. Let's... Woo! I need a big laugh, or a big cry. Know any good jokes? We won't sleep now, will we? Not for a bit. We can try again. I'm glad that we talked about it. We can try again.
Yeah. We will. Not right away, though.
No. Okay. I love you.
I'm gonna read for a bit. Watch TV, maybe.
Do you want me to come with you?
No. Get some sleep.
Okay. Sweetheart, just, sorry, but don't, you know, I know that you didn't.
What?
Doesn't matter.
I wasn't going to masturbate, if that's what you're
all
asking.
I'm saying is we need all the help we can get, so please
Fine.
Don't, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Good morning.
You're cheerful.
I think spring's here.
You made breakfast.
We should move. Go to Brighton. Isn't that what people do? Got some outdoor space, fresh air, room for goalposts, trampoline, paddling pool, trees. We should plant some trees, put a bit more oxygen into the world. Like you said, do our bit.
We should get married.
Well, let's think about it.
You don't want to?
Well, one thing at a time, maybe.
I'll make coffee.
You should get a job.
Once I've got my PhD, my prospects will be...
We can't both be...
I know this isn't very feminist of me, but actually, sweetheart, I think you should, if we're being serious about this, you should get something a bit more full-time. And I know you get free records and time off to do gigs, but we're both going to have to make sacrifices, and I'm not going to be able to work once I get much bigger or for a lot of that first year, and we're going to need...
Plenty of musicians have children.
Plenty of successful musicians have children. Sorry, I didn't mean that. It's just that the economy's in free fall and nobody's buying vinyl anymore. You really don't want to get married.
What do you mean happening to? Last night when we were talking, you said that it's your body. It's your body it's happening to.
Well, it is.
And talk about it like it's a...
It is my body, but when it happens, yeah, it'll happen to me.
Oh, I know, yeah, of course, but do you want some of this?
I'm not hungry.
You make it sound like... I don't know. Damage. Violence. An act of terrorism. Or
well,
you see it as
yes.
threatening.
Not just that. But actually, I will have some. But yes, I'm completely terrified, if I'm honest.
That's... It's a shame.
is realistic. I'm trying to be... I'm readying myself. Yes, I'm excited about growing bigger and getting scans and, yes, giving birth as well, of course, but it's going to be painful and uncomfortable, and my feelings, my thoughts are going to be all over the place, and I have anxiety about that. Of course I do. You get that, right? I'm going to stretch, expand, become a house. My breasts are going to swell, ache, hurt like hell, then get drained and lose their shape forever. That is bound to change with what it's got to go through. Have you ever seen a real birth? It's not like TV. It's blood and shit and mess, and I'll be torn and bruised like I've gone under a truck. This must be what a caterpillar feels like when it cocoons itself.
I'm sorry, I can't... But I can't do it.
You don't have a womb.
That's what I'm saying.
You wish you could be the one that gets...
Yeah.
...pregnant.
Don't laugh at me.
You wish you could gestate the fetus to full term and then birth it through
a
your...
A bit, yes, I do. I feel already that we're not equal somehow. I can never quite know what it feels like, and you know that I can't. Why are you looking at me like that?
You're sharing your anxieties.
I'm sorry.
No, I love it. This is delicious. Is there more?
Have mine.
Oh.
I'm done.
What for?
Nothing. You should quit smoking. If you're serious.
Yeah, you're right.
You're going to be a home, an ecosystem, and you're polluting...
I said shut up, yes, I've said yes, all right.
It doesn't make sense to me that you'd want to be a mother and still be smoking.
You don't understand, because you've never been addicted to anything.
Those two impulses seem to me to be completely...
You're right. So, shut up. Good luck.
I'm doing it for you.
For us?
That's what I mean.
You look handsome in your suit.
I feel sick.
How did it go?
Find out Monday.
Keep checking your email.
Here goes.
Well?
You're looking at the newest cog in the corporate machine.
I'm so proud of you!
Will you drive me?
How many do you think?
Left here, how many?
Trees. A few weeks ago you were talking about planting trees. Do you know? I do. How many trees would we have to plant to counteract
Left the... again.
I did some maths. How many plane trips from London to New York? 2,550.
2,500?
I could fly to New York and back every day for 7 years and still not leave a carbon footprint as big as if I have a child.
You're having second thoughts.
10,000 tonnes of CO2. That's the weight of the Eiffel Tower. I'd be giving birth to the Eiffel Tower.
You wouldn't be giving birth to...
And if we had a second, it doesn't just double because of the chances of them reproducing and how many they might have and how many their children's children might have and how many their children's children's children might have. It goes up exponentially. Unless educated, thoughtful people like us stop making babies, the world is totally fucking fucked.
We should talk about this.
We are talking about it. It's nuts. It's terrifying. It's a taboo. It's the last real taboo. There is no incentive to save lives right now.
What's
there is no
actually happening in
to,
your mind?
To,
have you been
to,
reading?
To cure AIDS
because
or whatever.
Really, it's important to check your sources,
though.
There's a lot of scaremongering going on.
Just,
I know you know that. I know you know all
drown
that.
Us,
you tell me
burn
all this stuff. I really, there's
two
sides. I don't know.
Fucking hurricanes. Floods, fucking volcanoes, earthquakes, tsunamis, bring it on.
Up here on the right.
And we are just letting it happen. We are so caught up with our stupid little lives and we're killing everyone.
We're not killing everyone. We're not killing everyone.
I got my period.
Oh, sweetheart.
That doesn't mean I'm not right.
I know.
I'm going to smoke a cigarette, and I don't need you judging me, all right? I'm going to smoke till I vomit.
Do you want me to take the day off?
Yes. No, it's your first day. Don't be stupid.
I can.
We're here now. Go on, just come straight home after.
Okay.
And bring cake.
Here.
What's that?
Cake.
I missed you.
Why? I mean, thanks, you too, but...
Lately, it's feeling more and more odd when we're apart.
Oh, sorry I've barely been here. My appraisal's coming up.
I wish I could come to work with you.
You could meet me for lunch. We could make it a regular thing, a Tuesday thing.
Okay.
What's that?
Sandwiches. Picnic.
Shit.
It's Tuesday.
I forgot.
Made us a picnic. This weather. Let's sit on the grass, find some shade.
Look, I can't.
Didn't make it. Bought it. And I've got you a donut and Ribena too.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
And an apple to counteract the donut. What do you mean you forgot? It's Tuesday.
There's a meeting.
At lunch?
Carbon efficiency, ethical blah, blah, blah.
Skip it.
I asked for it.
Going late. You asked for
offsetting,
it.
Offsetting, that's... Yeah, I asked for it. I think we should plant trees. The company. Lots of them. Forests of them. Try and offset our... You know, our footprint, huh?
Yes.
Been reading that book of yours. Was up half the night. I've overtaken you with it, I think. I've got to the bit about how, since the Industrial Revolution, we, people, everyone, have put half a trillion tons of pure carbon into the air. 27 billion tons a year.
I had to stop reading it.
Right, apparently an elephant weighs a ton. So there's half a trillion elephants worth of carbon up there, and it'll only take another 40 years to burn the same again. Our kid will be middle-aged by then. Maybe even have kids of their own. Grandkids, even. It's actually pretty interesting when you get into it, when you get...
Sex. We should have sex. Find somewhere. Now. Walk in, eat. Have donuts. And if we find somewhere, I don't know, secluded, bush or wooded area or a... You know, a public toilet.
Oh, not a public toilet.
We could be quick. You can make your meeting.
What kind of donut?
Iced.
All right.
Well. Well.
We haven't done that in a while.
Needed to.
You're loud.
Was I loud?
Where did that come from?
What does that mean?
I'll have some explaining to do.
There'll be other meetings.
Yeah.
Proud of you. It's good. It's a good thing that you're trying to do.
I miss the meeting.
Are we good people?
Yes.
I mean, yes, I know, but are we actually, though?
Here we are.
How?
How?
In what way are we?
We just are.
Yes, okay.
We're going to be great parents.
Well, I think it's okay to ask the question.
So do I.
Good.
It's part of what makes us good people.
But I don't... We don't believe, do we, in good and bad, right and wrong.
Don't we?
We don't believe in evil.
I'm not evil, no. We don't condemn people. We try to empathise, to put ourselves in their position.
Shoes? I know we do, yes, but doesn't everybody think that they're right? Doesn't everybody believe that?
Well, some people wouldn't ask, wouldn't question it.
Hitler or Rupert Murdoch or...
Everybody thinks they're doing the right thing, pretty much.
So, what makes us sure?
You're worrying too much.
Yeah.
You're thinking too much.
Okay.
Okay.
We must be very certain, arrogant even, to want to create another person out of our genes and to teach it and to bring it up as...
We are certain. We're not bad people.
Okay. Good.
I'm going back to work now.
Okay. I love you.
It's going to be very lucky to have such thoughtful parents who care about things and who will love it very much.
It?
Him or her?
We recycle.
We do.
We don't leave the tap running when we brush our teeth.
That's right.
We watch the news. We vote. We march. We recycle.
Yeah.
We support the smaller coffee shops against the larger chains.
Even when it tastes like soil.
Does it? Sorry.
I'll see you tonight. I'll run your bath and we can sit and talk. How's that?
More hot.
Okay, well, move your feet. I don't want to scold you.
We watch documentaries. We read books about proper things. We read the classics. We watch subtitled films.
We ride bikes. We buy fair trade.
We give to charity. What?
I didn't say anything.
We do. We give to charity. I do fun runs. I've done one anyway, and I will do another one.
I didn't say anything.
You have that red credit card for Bono's AIDS in Africa thing.
I didn't say anything.
You gave £500 to that crisis bill when that horrible thing happened. Okay, too much hot now.
Sorry.
We shouldn't feel guilty about having things when really, in the grand scheme of things, we're not spoiled. We don't live beyond, not too far beyond our means. It's not swimming pools and sports cars and...
I'm not saying
we live
anything.
Pretty simply. Actually, we spend money on food and books and music and films and holidays sometimes and our mortgage, and we don't just throw it away. And yes, it would be lovely to give more. I do think we should. I wish we could, but it's just not. We don't have any more.
Just, all right.
Am I being mental?
You're somewhere on the spectrum.
Fuck. Maybe it's hormones. Maybe it's my hormones. I do feel crazy. I do feel like some chemicals, some foreign chemicals.
All right, still,
oh, sorry. I'll stop. I'll just sit for a second. I'll just try to calm down. I'll just soak for a second. Do you think that's what it is? Do you think the garage is still open? Do you think they sell condoms and things? But a pregnancy test, do you think that...
You want me to go and see?
Don't ask. Please don't ask that. Why are you having to ask me that? Isn't it obvious? Isn't it... Sometimes you look at me like I'm a cryptic fucking crossword. Do I have to say yes, 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 go, check, go and check, go? Why are you not putting your shoes on? Why are you just staring at me?
Is
like
this still the hormones, do you think? Or are you just being nasty now?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no. I'm losing my mind. This is amazing. Is this what happens? Does this happen? Or am I just having a breakdown? I really better be pregnant. Otherwise, this is terrifying.
Isn't it vomiting? Isn't that the first thing? Or missing your period?
I've been keeping track of... What's the date?
It's...
13th, 14th?
When did you...
Cinema, when did we see that film?
You mean the...
That shit film that you liked and I fell asleep in?
That was...
Was that 3 or 4 weeks ago already?
You didn't like that film?
Five. I think it was. Fuck. I think... Yes, it was. Fuck, fuck. Fuck, it was. I should have already had... Go, go, go. Why are you still here? I'll come with you. I need a towel. Give me a kiss.
How long does it say?
A minute, 2 minutes.
All right.
Let's leave it for 3, just to make sure.
I'll check it each minute, but then keep checking.
Good, good. Yes. Good. I'll come and get you.
Right, okay. What?
Well, I can't go when you're right there.
You've peed in front of me before.
I know, but I've got performance anxiety as it is.
Some water. I could get you some water.
Please, yes, but then will that count if it comes straight through?
Or will it sort of have to percolate? I see what you're saying.
Oh, it doesn't say in the instructions.
Do I really have to leave?
This isn't one of the special bits. Pissing on a plastic stick isn't one of the sacramental.
Yeah, I want to see all of it. I think it's all right.
Okay. On the tap. Oh.
How's that?
Shh.
Gush or trickle?
Please.
Sorry. Shouldn't keep it running like this.
Can we not think of the planet for 1 second?
Sorry.
Okay, that's... I think... Yes. Right. Now we wait. How long's that been?
30 seconds.
Really? Well.
A minute.
How about?
2 minutes.
Right.
3.
Okay. Here we go.
Where's my phone?
You hate your parents.
That's not true.
Okay, I hate your parents, but I mean... They're not like mine, wanna.
You could have called them already.
I'm going to doubt. Do you want to speak to them?
No.
After? I mean, they want to speak to you.
Why?
I don't know. They might want to say, you know.
You could call mine at the same time.
You could. Of course you could. Let's just get this first call done. And then, you know, then people know and it's out. And
you want them to be the first to know?
Is that okay?
Before mine?
I just... Yeah.
Okay.
I'm tingly. What is it? I'm feeling like naughty a little bit. Like
you shouldn't be feeling naughty.
Like embarrassed, almost. Like
well, it's a secret. That's why.
It is. It's our secret. It's our secret. Oh, I just had this massive shiver up my spine.
You've gone white.
Goosebumps. I'm shaking. Look, I just had this, and this is going to seem so weird, but I just had this thought, which was that it's not just you and me anymore in this room. It's you and me, and then there's this other thing here now, which is half you and half me and half completely something new. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening.
Yeah.
You look normal. Or is it just that I'm not seeing clearly?
No, I feel... I'm happy. I'm ecstatic.
Good.
It's not sunk in yet, I don't think.
No, I know, I know. What do you mean not sunk in?
Nothing, it's... I've been preparing myself, bracing myself, and now...
Shock.
Exactly.
But you are, you're feeling something, of course you are. You're not just...
Yeah, I'm... It's the eye of the hurricane, maybe. Or...
No, I know, I know.
I'm watching you.
Right.
Getting everything from you. You're...
Buzzing.
Should we call your parents?
Okay.
No, I mean, should we?
Because...
They do say don't. Not straight away, because it's still very early and a lot can...
Why are you saying this?
Just... They say it for a reason, because, you know, they say one in four pregnancies ends in...
Can we just, for 1 second, feel invincible and reckless before we start saying words like miscarriage?
I just think...
Do we have to be thinking right now? Can't we just live inside this perfect little bubble of happiness for a moment? You stood so far away.
Yeah. This is... This is all a bit... I'm just...
Ignore me. That was... You don't have to feel or react any particular way, or... You're right, you're right. You are... I'm just... Really... I'm not smoking as well, so... Cranky. First day of school feeling... The world just got... bigger, and I can see us from space, and we're just this speck. I'm gonna call my mum.
Do you really hate my parents?
Yes.
Because, why?
The thought of our offspring sharing their genetic code, that I could look into my son's eyes and see your father, makes me... No, I'm being emotional. Ignore me. They're fine. I'm fond of them, in a way. Of course I am.
We never stay, not long.
That's because, don't you feel this, that in their own way, they're lovely. They're, once you get attuned to their, you know, but if I stay there for any length of time, I worry that I might just put some scissors through their necks.
Right.
Don't you feel that way?
What about your parents?
No, about, why would you feel that about my parents?
I don't.
Why would you say that? My parents have never been anything...
They have, I know, I'm not...
You should be careful.
Sorry.
And our kid is going to have their genes too, so be careful.
Can we just... Never mind.
What?
Never mind.
What?
Can we... I need to just put this on pause. Just put this argument on pause and say I love you. If we're going to be tearing bits off each other, then it's good that we take a second just to...
Can you not do this?
We're parents now.
Yes. Okay.
So do you want a hug? Or maybe a little bit...
No, let's
no,
say
okay.
That for... I don't feel like doing that right now.
Fine. Let's call your mum and dad.
Maybe later.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what did she say?
Oh, you know, she's happy. Of course she is.
Except...
Nothing. She's pleased. She's happy.
They didn't want to speak to me?
No.
Congratulate me?
She was crying.
Good crying?
Crying for... I don't know. I don't think she means what she said.
What did she say?
She knows I love you.
What did she say?
She's just a bit anxious for me, that's all.
Wishes you were having someone else's baby?
I didn't say that.
Well, you're not. You're having mine, so she can go fuck herself.
Please don't talk
bitch,
about...
Bitch, bitch, bitch.
No.
Thinks I'm boring. That's what you said.
No.
Because I told her I was reading a book on radiation.
No.
Because I tried to talk to her about food scarcity and economic incentives for capping emissions.
Well, no, you are being boring.
They were your books.
She didn't say anything.
Give me the phone.
Okay.
I'm going to call her.
Fine.
I will.
Go ahead.
I'm going to prove her wrong.
I know you will. I know you will. Come here. What's the matter?
I can't sleep.
Try.
I've been trying for hours.
Switch your brain off.
It's just disaster scenarios playing out in my head.
Baby.
I
keep drifting off, but it's explosions and helicopters and chunks of land collapsing into the sea.
Anxiety dreams.
No shit.
You've seen too many crap films.
We should at least consider...
No, but...
When just... then? When? We need to be equipped for if they say that.
I'm not going to know until they say it. I can't plan for how I'm going to feel in the moment they're saying our child
is... Okay,
that there's something wrong with...
We should have thought about it before, talked about it.
Okay. All right. Here it is. I want it, whatever, if it's... I don't know. I don't feel comfortable with just flushing it away and starting again until we get one that's perfect.
I'm not saying that, but let's
I'm
be...
I'm saying I know what I want. I don't care if it's born without bones or limbs, legs or a face. If it's just an amorphous blob of skin with a mouth that just screams and screams. I don't care if it's that thing out of a razor head. It's mine, ours. It's part of us and we'll love it. We will. We'll love it no matter... No matter.
No, I know.
Won't we?
Yeah. Let's try and sleep. Are you asleep? I can't sleep. I'm trying. I've always thought, I'm okay. I'm an okay person. Normal enough person. Basically, you know, good. I wish I'd read more when I was younger. Maybe just slept with more people. Or travelled. It's going to be harder to travel now, you know, with... Nothing's ending. It's the start of something. I'm young. We're young. It's exciting. Can't tell if my eyes are open. Am I keeping you awake? I just can't stop thinking. Everything, life, the universe. Death. Try to picture what I look like. Dead. Stopped. Just another object in the room. You'll see me like that. What my expression will be. When the face just relaxes, it looks sort of sarcastic, I think. My dead face. Sometimes this understanding, this awareness maybe, or understanding or something sort of rushes into me and my skin goes cold and I can hear my heart in my ears and I get it, it all makes sense. The answers to everything, the vastness of it, the enormity, and my eyes open. And then I really can't sleep. Not for a few hours. If it's going to happen, the solution to it all, the survival of mankind, it will happen in our lifetime. It has to. And we'll be alive to witness it. When we're talking, I can't take my eyes off you. You're so honest with me, and it hurts sometimes, but I remind myself that you say these things because you trust me. That I'm an anchor, or something. I'm a nucleus to your proton. Is that right? I think sometimes you think we're having a conversation and that I'm listening and responding, but really I'm only silent because I have no idea what to say. You're like an animal. A hungry, wild animal, and you're circling me and snarling, and you're beautiful and exciting, and you're trusting me because I'm standing still, but really I'm just frozen to the spot. Really, I just don't know what else to do, and... I worry sometimes that you think that that's strength, and it's not, it's just... I dreamt that the baby had been born and it was just a cloud. A little thundercloud. Or this squirming little creature with fangs and claws and flashing eyes.
I'll take a book off the shelf, any book, and you'll have turned down the pages and underlined things. Put stars in the margins. And I'll stare at the sentence you've highlighted. I'll reread the paragraph. I'll think, what has she seen that I can't see? What is it that I don't understand?
Go to sleep.
What time is it?
You've been snoring.
What are you doing?
Vomiting. Feel poisoned. Burst of blood vessel in my eye. Look.
Oh, yeah.
Not my stomach, I'm definitely.
No, you are, I can see it.
I'm
massive.
Oh. I wasn't thinking.
No, I mean.
Massive. Really?
Just no, showing. You.
I just.
I mean, you can see it, you can, you definitely.
You can see it, you can, definitely.
There's a bump.
A bump? I've got a bump. According to the internet, my uterus is the size of a grapefruit. Why do they use food to explain everything? And why do they call the baby, baby, and not your baby? Baby is the size of a lentil. Baby is the size of a kidney bean. A peanut. An olive.
Are you hungry?
Famished.
I'll make you breakfast.
I want bacon and washing powder.
You can have bacon.
Close your eyes.
What have you done?
We have a nursery.
Green?
We didn't want pink or blue, and yellow is so...
You're covered.
I've been painting little trees.
I brought you chilli chocolate.
You're my hero.
Is it crazy I've been looking into local schools?
Do you want to know? Boy or girl, or should
Should it be a surprise on the day?
Not that the day won't be special enough as it is.
I'm too curious to wait.
Me too. I was thinking... It's silly. What if I don't? What if I can't? Love it. What if I look in its eyes and I let it grip my little finger and I hold it in my arms and I don't feel a thing? That happens, doesn't it?
Not to us.
I'm so terrified. I have no idea how I'm going to be.
You're going to be a wonderful mum.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
Thank you for being my person. For putting up with me when I'm... We should get married. I know it's old-fashioned or whatever. I know you're against the idea. I love you. I don't say that enough.
You look beautiful.
Not fat.
Fat and beautiful.
I'm gonna get bigger.
I expect so.
Much?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a planet, so, you know, brace yourself.
Okay.
Ouch.
What is it?
Oh no.
Blood.
Not this. Not to us.
Hospital. Now.
I can't bear this.
I'll wait outside.
No one needs you.
Okay.
At least I can start smoking again.
Oh, sweetheart, shit.
You were right, we shouldn't have got excited.
Don't be silly.
We shouldn't have told anyone. We knew this could happen. Do you have change for the coffee machine?
Give me the keys.
I'm not an invalid.
What do you want me to do?
It's for the best, probably, isn't it? Would have completely taken over our lives. So much time and money, so many things that can go wrong. End up sleepless with worry or... with your head in the sand. The world. Who'd want to have a child now? We should be happy. This is a relief. It is. We should take a deep breath and give a huge sigh of thank fuck for that, because we're not going to add to any of it. We're not going to add yet one more lost person to this crowded little world so good for us. Let's crack open some champagne. Let's fly somewhere. Spend our money on us before the global economy completely implodes. When the riots start, let's join in. Let's smash something. Start some fires. If we see an electric car with a baby on board sticker, let's ram it off the road, fucking hypocrites, the damage they're doing. I'm so sorry, I don't know what I did wrong.
Get some sleep. I'm here. I heard you get up. Can I sit with you?
You fell asleep. I brought you in here.
Good night. Good morning.
Good night.
I made some tea. I'll see you after work. Have you been sat there all day?
It's getting dark. It's getting light.
Come to bed.
You fell asleep.
I woke up and you were gone. You've not said a word to me for days.
Baby, we need to get on with things.
Please don't.
It feels like you're punishing me.
I'm not trying to.
You're angry with me.
No. No, I'm not. Yes. All right, I must be, I suppose. I'm angry at this... everything. I hate it.
We can try again.
No. I can't bear it. Sorry. There is. Should we stay together, do you think? Or should we... I don't know. Not.
Oh.
I'm not saying this because I want to break up. I don't know what I want. I just think it would be... I think it'd be a good opportunity for us to, you know, talk, have a conversation, ask ourselves some... serious, you know, difficult...
opportunity.
You know what I'm saying? Please, will you help me out here?
No, I know what I want.
We should take some time and really think about this, because right now I don't want to look at you. I just need you to put your arms around me. And you know, and don't... Please, not now, not because I'm asking you to. That's not what I want.
Sorry.
Fucking apologise. You don't know, do you, what you're apologising for, so... I need some... just space, yes, space, the fucking final frontier. Why are you repeating things?
Sorry, I'm just getting my head around it, that's all. Trying to catch up a bit, trying to just
get your head around it.
Yeah, and it's taken me a second, and I'm sorry. I love you. I don't know what you need or what you... This is difficult for me too.
Oh, please don't. I'm not saying
just,
it's not.
I need
I'm not saying
some
it's
help.
Easy for you.
I need some help.
Don't put that
I need
on me.
You
don't,
to
look,
give me some
same,
clues here both... as to what you need. Because honestly, I feel like you're standing behind a glass wall. Just this sheet of glass. And I can't reach you.
Don't cry. Because... look. It's okay. It is... there are people in the world with real problems. This is just... people go through this everywhere, all the time, through time. We could try again, if that's what we want to do.
It is.
I don't know. I feel like I've had my skin peeled off.
I'll kiss someone else. At work. The new girl, the temp. I didn't talk to her about you, and I don't know why. I didn't tell her I had a... she was nice to me. She was nice to me. We talked about music. And I cried and I couldn't tell her why. And she held my hand and rested her head on my shoulder. And I didn't know how much I needed that. Just the weight of a head on my shoulder. Smell of shampoo. And she kissed me and I didn't stop her. However hurt you feel, and raw and angry, that's how I'm feeling too, and I love you more than anything. I'd cut off my arms for you, I'd pull out my eyes, and I'm sorry. And I know if I go back in on Monday and she's there, I might do it again. I could see our future together, this picture of what our lives were going to be like, and I feel like I've been burgled and I've got to live in this stupid, angry version of the world where the person I adore, my best friend in the world, can't even look at me and where I can't even look at myself. I miss you. I want to sit opposite you in a restaurant, share a bottle of wine. I want to go to the cinema and hold your hand, run around in the park. We can try again. Adopt, maybe. Why are you smiling?
For the first time in ages, I feel a little clarity. I'm sad. I've been really sad. And I don't know if that's ever going to go away completely. I'm sorry I've not been able to tell you what I've needed. I don't know what I needed. Yes, I do. I needed you to be patient with me. To wait as long as it took. I needed you to be braver than me. And to put your feelings second. And to try and understand. Try to imagine what it feels like to miscarry. To realise that there are certain feelings I'm trying to cope with and I'm protecting you from. And I'm working hard. Most of all, I needed you not to kiss someone else. So I'm going to be sensible for both of us. That's it. Luckily, we don't have kids. So there you are.
You look good.
No, I don't. Shut up. Thank you.
No, it's...
Thank you for meeting me.
Oh, it's no, of course. I was surprised when you asked.
Right.
Starbucks.
Oh. Yeah, well, you know.
Didn't seem like you.
Beard.
I know.
It's good.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know who else to tell.
No. I'm glad you did.
Mum was very fond of you.
I thought she hated me.
Yeah.
How was the funeral?
It's tomorrow.
Oh.
Come with me, will you? Come with me, I mean, if you want to.
Really? Because...
We're too weird. Forget it, sorry.
Well, of course, I'll... Yeah, if you want me to.
I do. Yeah, that'd be good. You don't have to check with...
Check with what? What?
Nothing.
My dad died a few months back.
You never said.
No, I know. I didn't know if...
Oh, no, that's... We're getting to that age now. Scary. Be just us left soon. Look at you.
You too.
Just wanna just take just a second. Mental picture. Click.
It's all right.
I know.
Oh, please don't. You don't need to. Oh.
I'm sorry, I promised myself I wouldn't.
It's okay.
Mess already. Brilliant, well done me.
You're okay, just... You're okay.
How are you? Anyway, how's life? How's work? Good, everything good?
Yeah, it's...
How's the temp?
Oh.
Yeah, no, we're not.
No.
No, we're... I mean,
that's really, I'm really sorry about that.
No. I mean, after we... You and I, once we... I didn't have the energy for another... Not right away, no.
So you didn't... I mean... With the temp, that didn't... You didn't.
Uh-oh. Well, yeah, but... I mean, that was just... That was this whole other thing.
Right.
How about you?
Do we really want to talk about this? I mean, I don't want to talk about this. I know that we're not, that you and I are no longer, but I still don't want to hear about your sex life.
Oh, okay.
So you're not together now?
No. No. No, no, no.
Right. Okay.
Now I'm with...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
I don't mind.
I don't want to hear it. This is horrible. Don't know what I was expecting. I think I might just leave before we start talking about the weather.
It's fucked.
It is. It's impossible. Sweat is pouring off me.
Everything's shut down. Like, city can't cope with it.
Keep passing out.
What?
Dehydration. Or I carry a bottle around with me, but I just go through it like...
Yeah.
So I take two, but then I'm just lugging all this water around and it...
I know, I'm the same.
We weren't right together, were we? We were good people, weren't we? But... It just wasn't meant to be.
You don't believe in any of that predetermination destiny stuff.
I do now.
Oh, sorry, really?
Yes. No. I think, what with the world how it is, I think if I didn't think someone was going to fix it all, that some superhuman genius was going to work out how to fix it all, then I think I'd just entirely lose my mind. I don't know. I'm different. We both are. I quit smoking.
Yeah?
Shit, I feel so much better.
I started.
You're kidding.
I look cool.
No. No.
How about your course?
Oh, yeah. Finished. Done.
You're a doctor?
Technically.
I've been playing again. A couple of gigs in a friend's band, nothing big.
Yeah?
It's sort of an electronic thing. A new direction.
Right.
I think I've got stupider since we... I don't know what books to read. I don't really read anything. I have no idea what's happening in the world.
It's fucked.
I can't remember how to think. And it feels, you know, really wonderful not having to worry about stuff I have no control over. I used to get so angry at people who didn't read or think or care about anything, but I completely get it now. Sometimes I'll be driving... No, that's stupid. Sometimes I'll have this thing. I just sort of... Like I wake up while I'm driving. Oh, it's not that exactly, because I'm not tired. All I do is sleep. It's not that. It's just... Who's been driving? I don't remember anything from the last... 20 minutes, you know, like I've been on autopilot, zombie, or... And I have days like that. Days. Now I'm here with you, and...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well. Well.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Well.
That was...
It was, it really was.
I don't feel bad about this.
You... What, you don't...
Not at all.
Oh.
What?
Nothing.
What?
No, nothing. I was thinking something.
What?
Just letting myself get carried away for a bit. I forgot for a second about her.
Oh. No, I didn't mean...
It's fine.
I wasn't thinking, I was just...
No, of course.
Just talking, just...
It felt right. Didn't it? I mean, to me, anyway.
Yeah. No, of course it was. Yeah, it did. It did. But...
Can we save the buts? I think we both know. Can we just... For a minute, just lie here and pretend that we're years ago and nothing's happened. That we'll get the papers and maybe go to the pub for a roast, play the quiz machines, have some quarrel about some book I've been reading that I explain badly and sound like I'm advocating, I don't know, compulsory euthanasia for the old, or, you know, I kept a drawer of your socks and things. It's stuffy in here. Sorry, I can't breathe. I'd open a window, but it's just as bad out there. I've not slept with anyone since you. You don't need to know that. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you slept with two people. What more?
We were apart for...
No, no, no. Doesn't matter. How many? No, it doesn't matter.
You want to know?
Yes. No, I've not so much as kissed anyone since you. I'm crying again. Shit. I tried to. I went for a drink with this guy, but he was horrible. Don't tell me her name, your girlfriend.
Fiance.
Who?
Yeah.
Let's never see each other again. Okay?
You look startled.
You said we shouldn't see each other.
Yeah, here I am. Why might that be?
It's raining.
Do I look different?
You haven't got a coat, different.
I thought I might... Yeah, look different. Glowing, maybe.
You mean you're...
Yep. So, okay. That's as far as I planned. Got as far as telling you, then I hoped you'd maybe jump in and save the day, be all manly, know what happens next, because this is, I mean, come on, Superman, swoop down, save the day. Anything? Oh, nothing. I've broken you, you're shut down, it's too much. Can I come in at least? I'm drenched. It'll be born by the time you said something. It'll plop out of me, be slippering, squirming around in the afterbirth. Can I at least come in, or...
Listen.
It speaks.
OK, listen, I'm sorry, but can we talk later? I'll come round and
oh,
we'll...
She's here. Isn't she? Of course she is. I'm an idiot. This is horrible. I'm going.
Wait, just...
I can't do this.
Please.
Don't.
Knew I'd find you here.
How?
Looked everywhere else.
You know me so well.
You shouldn't be out here at night.
We had sex in those toilets, do you remember?
Sorry I couldn't speak before.
I made you miss your meeting.
Obviously, I'm going to do... I want to do the right thing.
The right thing. Good.
I'm going to support you.
Support? Great.
Will you just... Please, I'm sorry, but just be quiet, because you make it impossible to think, and I really need to think.
No. I won't. You shouldn't need to think. You shouldn't. Say what you want. Say what you're feeling. Don't tell me what I need to hear.
I don't know what you need to hear.
Then it shouldn't be a problem.
What I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, is there is no perfect outcome of this. I have to tell my fiancé.
Yes, you do.
Please, shut up for a second. I'm sorry. Just give me a chance here. Thank you. Right, so... OK. Let's get married.
No.
Why?
Okay. One, because you're already engaged to someone else. Two, because that's the least romantic proposal in the entire, sad, sorry, 200,000-year history of the human race. And three, because I don't want it. Fucking hold your horses. I've not even decided if I'm going to keep it yet, so let's not get ahead of ourselves.
You're not going
to... I've not decided yet, and don't tell me your opinion, because it's completely irrelevant. What is your opinion?
All I'm saying...
You think
is...
I should have bought it?
Hang on a second.
Get rid of the problem. It's a problem. This unborn person is a...
Maybe we should
kill it.
Talk. Think it through.
You do. You want it dead.
I support you in anything you choose to do.
I wish you were dead. I wish I was dead. I need an earthquake, tsunami.
I'll do whatever you want, whatever you need.
I need you to call your fiancé.
I'm not going to tell her on the phone.
Because you don't want to hurt her feelings.
Because she deserves better than that.
Better than a husband-to-be impregnating his ex-girlfriend.
Than being told by phone.
How touching. You must love her very much.
Yes, actually, I do. Is that so surprising? She's my fiancée. We're getting married in 3 months.
Must buy a hat.
We were. Obviously, we can't now.
And you loved her even when you were fucking me on the sofa?
Yes.
You loved her when you were coming inside me?
Yes.
Which is why you were with her when your sperm was fertilising my egg. As I sobbed on my own, sobbed so hard I burst all the capillaries under my eye, vomited, took an earring, pressed the metal point down into my arm, drew blood a lot. Look, it got infected.
What happened with me and you wasn't to do with her.
You and me? You really have stopped reading.
I still loved her, yes, at that moment. I didn't want to hurt her.
You just weren't thinking.
I didn't think she'd find out.
Wow! Okay. Well, that's completely fine. Then, obviously, you love her very much. It's just that in that particular moment, ejaculating was a bit more important to you than her sanity and her well-being. And now this is happening, a chain of events that's going to culminate in the miracle of childbirth, and it's going to grow up and behave like you and leave armies of sobbing women puncturing themselves alone in their room. Give me your phone. I want to speak to her.
No.
I want to apologise to her. When we had sex, I thought how sad it seemed. How lonely and desperate, and how much you missed me, and how much I missed you, and how horrific this two-dimensional idiot of a fiancé must be. But I bet you she's lovely. I bet you she's just extremely nice. Give me your phone.
No.
This wedding day, she's planned since she put a napkin on a Barbie, and here I am, my belly swelling by the minute, evidence that her entire life is bullshit. She'll probably off herself. She'd probably be one of those people under a train, one of those station announcements. I fucking would. I'd open up every vein and I'd write on a wall, big and red, this is not a cry for help. Give me your phone.
No.
How did I become this person? I used to be a good person, and now I'm evil. I'm actually evil. Give me your phone. I'm serious. I want to talk to her.
That won't help.
Give me your phone.
No.
No. You're probably right. I don't think I'd handle it well.
I'm going to talk to her. Now. Face to face. Okay? I'm doing it. Can I come over to yours once I've seen her?
Why?
Because I want to. I'll have nowhere else to go.
Okay, but can we just have a second without talking? You, me, and the little speck of 10,000 tons of CO2 waiting to be unleashed onto the planet. Just a second. The three of us.
Okay.
You're bleeding.
She was upset.
And there was...
kicking, screaming, hitting.
Did she hurt you?
Scratching. She got me on under my ear, a ring.
Good.
Yeah, I suppose.
No, she deserved to. She deserved to really fucking cripple you.
No, you're right.
For what you did.
Yeah, but...
should have cut your fucking dick off.
Okay.
I must be insane. You clearly can't be trusted. You're clearly unable to overrule your prick.
I'm not entirely to blame for...
Yeah, actually, yes, fucking yes, you fucking are, yeah?
It was both of us who...
Well, I'm not engaged to her.
Nor am I now.
Touché. Touché.
So what now? We just... what? Go back to normal?
Normal? What? Normal what?
No, just...
we're not a couple.
Oh.
We're not going to be like...
oh, right.
Not like before. We need to start fresh, if at all.
I thought...
I don't know you. You're a stranger now. A deceitful, immature, evil little stranger.
I just assumed...
well, don't... this is all going at 100 miles an hour and I need a second to breathe.
No, if we think about it too much, then we won't do it.
Do what?
This. Now, us. Yeah, it's not the perfect circumstances, but let's go into this with open arms. I love you. Okay? I always have. When I'm away from you, I forget how to enjoy anything, and when I'm with you, I feel at home. We've never worked out a way of being together without making each other feel a bit shit, and I want to find a way not to do that. You've got to stop ripping bits off me, and I've got to grow up and behave like an actual human being. We're not going to overthink this. We're doing this. We're going to get the books and go to the classes and work out how to be parents, and we're going to grow old together and look back on all this and laugh because it'll seem like a different lifetime. And we'll have a conversation and we'll just try and do the right thing because we're good people, right? And we'll plant forests. I mean it, we'll cycle everywhere. We'll grow our own food if we have to. We'll never take another plane. We'll just stay right here. And we'll plant forests.
Thank you. I needed to hear that. I'll think about it.
Breathe in.
Okay.
Breathe.
They're getting more frequent.
Every few minutes.
Get the keys.
We're here.
Don't leave me.
I'm right here.
I'm scared.
You're so brave.
It hurts.
Oh, I forgot the camera.
Here it comes.
He's so beautiful.
Let me hold him.
Of course.
We're a family.
I am so tired.
It's your turn.
Should I bring him in with us?
You've got to bring him.
I know.
Books will say so.
Good marks all round.
I'm so proud of him.
I forgot my camera.
There he goes.
Don't cry.
He's never slept away from home.
We're gonna be fine.
You shouldn't let him see that.
I'll talk to him.
He needs to hear it from his father.
Are we going up this weekend?
I just want to see him before he's off because what with the world how it is.
I know.
Have you got your camera?
Let's get married.
I do.
We need to be prepared.
It won't be as bad as they're saying.
He hasn't called.
They've suspended all flights.
It's so hot.
The planet's fucked.
He looks so different.
He wants to help out.
We're fine.
That's what I told him.
It's a standard operation.
I know.
Just goes with old age.
He's gonna drive you.
I'm going to be okay.
I'm scared.
You're fine.
He's found me a home. They have classes and things there. Art and things. It's nearer to him, so it's a long way from here. He gets cross with me sometimes. You know how he is. I think a lot of people are angry at me. At us, at those of us who are still around. I forget more and more. I don't know what they're so upset about. I miss talking to you. Here I am. Talking to myself. Your forests have gone. I don't watch the news anymore, it just gets worse and worse. Everything's covered in ash. He tells me to stop dusting, snaps at me. I'm tired. I'm fed up. But I'm okay. Listen to me moaning on. It's a nice cool day today. Like we used to have. Fresh air. No sirens. No noise. Nothing. It's good. Anyway, I just thought I'd stop by. Change the flowers. I don't know if I'll get much of a chance to pop back here, so anyway. I love you.
Lungs was performed by Kate O'Flynn and Alistair Cope and directed by Richard Wilson. It was first presented by Payne's Plough and Sheffield Theatres at the Crucible Studio on the 19th of October 2011. Lungs was written by Duncan McMillan and produced for radio by Toby Swift. You can find more editions of Drama on Three on BBC Sounds, including Maxine Peake's powerful drama about a young British woman's controversial decision to join an all-female Kurdish militia fighting against the Islamic State group in Syria. That's called Only Mountains.
Experience a journey on the Flying Scotsman, the nation's most famous locomotive. Take to the footplate behind its 100-ton engine as it travels between Manchester and Carlisle at up to 60 miles an hour. Slow Radio brings you the sounds of the Flying Scotsman. Tonight at 11:30 here on BBC Radio 3.
It's 9 o'clock, time now for Record Review Extra with Hannah French.
Hello, good evening, welcome to Record Review Extra. Tonight's show is an elemental one. Over the next 2.5 hours, our essential new releases will have us sit by the waters of Babylon, encounter the breezy daughters of the wind god, and feel the fire of righteous indignation at a martyrdom. But to bring us back down to earth in the most beautiful way, here's Beethoven's contemporary, Joseph Wölfel.